Hello and welcome to episode 30 of the Excel at Consulting podcast. My name is Dr. Angelina Davis and I am your host for today. And today I want to completely veer off course because I had an entire podcast episode already planned and mapped out for today. But instead of releasing that one, I've had something that has been showing up rather frequently day to day in my practice. And, you know, I really think that this is something that we often struggle with and we are often faced with when we're trying to grow our consulting business and we are eager to move forward and to gain more clients, to attract more leads, to make more money. This is something that definitely comes into play. And so I completely shifted gears, kind of pushed that particular episode into the closet. Don't worry, it will come out. But right now I want to talk about, are you sabotaging your growth in consulting? And when I talk about sabotage and self-sabotage, I am referring to something that you're probably not thinking of because oftentimes we are very focused on maybe things we could be doing wrong in terms of making mistakes with clients, slipping up in terms of what we are offering as a service and getting things out in a timely manner, putting our best foot forward. But what I am actually talking about in terms of sabotaging your success and sabotaging your growth, sabotaging your performance in consulting is being impatient. Are you being impatient? Is that impatience killing your growth? And one of the reasons why I felt just so pressed to talk about this is because everywhere I turned the last couple of weeks, I had the same message just appearing over and over again, whether it was through an Instagram post or maybe it was a conversation with a friend or a client. There was also, in essence, different videos or other instructional items that I may have looked into or been following that kind of gave that same message over and over again. And when I see messages like that kind of appear repeatedly in my life, I like to think that that is a way for the universe, or what I would say God, to be talking to me and pushing me in a particular direction. And so this message of impatience just kept coming over and over again. And that really resonated with me. And when I thought about what this meant, how I could apply that to my life and my practice, it really opened my eyes to how it can apply to a much larger audience, how it can apply to really all of us in consulting, because I think that we have all been here before. And that is that when we are impatient, when we are not being patient in terms of pursuing our goals, pursuing our plans, pursuing our dreams and moving forward in a very strategic way, then we start to do things that are not going to benefit us in the end. And by being impatient, by taking these steps that are not in our favor, what we are actually doing is self-sabotaging ourselves. We are creating scenarios where we are not going to have the best outcomes, where we are not going to generate the results, the outcomes, or have the progress that we desire because we are simply being impatient. We got to be patient. We have to be patient. And it's the hardest thing to do. It's hard because when you are trying to grow a business, when you are trying to build something that you truly believe in, that you're passionate about, that you've dedicated time, money, other resources to, when you're trying to move that ahead and things are moving slowly, then you figure there has to be some kind of way you can speed it up. And when you're trying to speed up the process, when you're trying to move a lot faster than you're meant to go in the moment, for whatever reason, you are going to start making decisions and doing things that are not going to be in your favor, that are not going to help you get ahead. So I want to really talk about three ways that you may be allowing impatience to self-sabotage your business growth. And I think that this will be something that many of you will resonate with. Now, the first thing is that when we are impatient, we are actually likely skipping steps. It leads us to skip steps because instead of following what we have already identified as a proper structure, flow, workflow for our processes, things that we know that we need to do in order to deliver the best results. Instead of us following through, for instance, with a set structure in terms of, you know, your discovery process, or maybe your planning and your research process, your follow-up with your clients, whatever it may be, instead of following that full process to ensure that we are delivering results in a very consistent and reliable manner, we get impatient and we figure, oh, well, no one's going to see that. I'm going to skip that step, right? They don't need two emails. I'm going to send one. I don't have to really do a deep dive in discovery. I'm just going to, you know, kind of take a look at maybe some of this information for about 10 to 15 minutes. I don't need to compile a report, or I don't need to do any further data analysis because I already kind of have an idea, so I can skip that step. I can move ahead. Whenever we do that, whenever we are skipping steps, we are really breaking down the structure that has got us to where we are today. And we are also really destroying the structure that is going to take us forward. We can't skip steps, y'all. We cannot skip steps. We have to follow a process. And following a process takes time. There are reasons why there is a step 1, 2, 3, and 4. Because in order to get to step 5, you have to go through all 4 steps. Whenever you begin to skip, there is the likelihood and the possibility that you're going to fall. And if you fall, you usually have to start all over. It is something that is a hard lesson to learn, and one that we don't want to make a habit, because if you're constantly starting over, you will never get ahead. You will never reach your goal, all because you're being impatient. You're skipping steps. You're not doing the simple things. One of the biggest things I see many consultants do is they skip the whole discovery process. They don't take time to figure out who they are trying to attract as a client. They don't take time to figure out what that client or potential client actually wants and needs. And because they're skipping that step, they're unable to really deliver on what is going to truly be valuable to that client in the end, what they are really desiring to attain as a result. Because we're skipping steps. We have just not taken the time to do something that we have been doing since the beginning of our practice. You know, I always tell people that knowing what to do and doing what you know are two completely different things. Completely different. You can always know what to do. Many of us know what to do when it comes to a lot of things, such as for me, weight loss. When I'm trying to eat right and be healthy and exercise, I know what to do. But if I'm not actually taking the action to do those things in a proper manner, in a structured manner, then I'm not going to see the results. I don't care how much I know. And so the problem comes in with us really following through with those things that we already know that we have to accomplish or we have to do in order to complete the process. We are skipping steps, and skipping steps will kill your growth in consulting. It will. Eventually, it will. It will catch up with you. Now, the second thing that we do when it comes to being impatient, I'm definitely guilty of this, and probably many of you are as well, is that we can make poor decisions. So whenever we are beginning to get impatient, we feel rushed. We rush ourselves in the decision-making process. We rush ourselves in terms of whatever the next step is in with growing our business or moving forward with generating streams of revenue, attracting more clients. We rush ourselves and we make poor decisions that do not allow us to achieve the results we desire. Because we haven't taken the time to really think through whether or not this is something that is going to benefit us. It may sound good in the moment, but if we have not researched it, we have not ensured that this is going to result in a positive outcome, and we do it anyway because it feels good in the moment, we're making poor decisions. We're spending unnecessary money. We're wasting time that we don't have. We are making poor decisions, joining programs, joining, you know, courses, reaching out and networking with individuals to have a certain level of status or presence. And all of those things may not be the best decision for us in this moment or for our business as a whole. But because we are impatient, because we are trying to make things happen in this moment, we are making poor decisions. And poor decisions will not get you any closer to your goal from the beginning. And really, the last thing, and this kind of all ties together, is that when we are impatient and when we are rushing and we are trying to move forward swiftly to make things happen, we can make poor decisions that lead to an unalignment. So we have unaligned success. So what does that mean? Unaligned success is really where you are moving forward with a particular goal or project. And by moving forward, you do a great job, you work hard, you produce a very profitable result. And by all aspects, from what you can view on the surface, it appears that you've been extremely successful. It appears that you've landed a number of clients, that you're generating more revenue, that you're gaining more visibility. All of that seems like success. You are successful. But wait, the problem comes in when you realize that in the midst of doing that, you are actually not in alignment with what you desire. And so now you're successful in an area that doesn't make you happy. So you're generating money in a way that doesn't align with what you desire for your business or your personal life. And by doing that, that's when we get trapped in this cycle of really recreating some of the negative situations that we just left, especially if you have moved from one negative environment to try and seek out a positive one, to try to create something that you feel is in more alignment with your passions and your beliefs and your values. But if you're doing everything to achieve success that goes against those things, then you are not really going to be happy in the end because you have unaligned success. You have the money, you have what on paper looks like progress, but it really isn't because it's taking you further and further away from where you want to be. And all that comes when we are not patient, because the lack of patience causes us to move in a direction on a whim. We're just trying to make things happen. You get so focused on just trying to make things happen that we are not taking meaningful steps. And in order for us to really grow in consulting in a manner that's going to last for years and for decades to come, where we can have longevity in this industry, it's going to take being patient. Everything won't happen overnight. Some things are going to take time. It is going to take time for some things to grow. You are going to have to nurture some things for an extended period of time. You're going to have to be a little uncomfortable for more than just a few days. That's a reality. And we don't want to accept that reality, and we want to really rush things and make things happen yesterday. That's when everything that we've worked for up to this point, we put it all on the line and we're risking it. We're risking whether or not we are going to truly have the business and success and the growth we desire, because we are unwilling to wait out the process. We're unwilling to trust the process and be patient. And like I said, when we're not being patient, we're doing things that are not going to bring us happiness in the end. The key is we have to be patient. And so I just really want to encourage us, just like I had to encourage myself, and I was getting encouragement, I feel like, all week long for the past couple of weeks through all of the different messages that kept surrounding me, is to focus on being patient. Be more patient. Stop skipping steps. Stop trying to take shortcuts. That's not going to get it. Stop making bad decisions. No more poor decision making. Stop it. Stop it right now. Stop looking for success in a way that doesn't align with your values, your desires, your vision. If it doesn't align with your vision, it is not truly success for you. It's not. And we have to stop doing that. What we have to remember is that building a consulting practice, building a consulting business, is just like building anything else that is worth its weight in gold. If it's something that we value, if it's something that we want, if it's something that we desire, we have to learn how to wait patiently for it, how to actively pursue things in a way that we know has generated results for us in the past. We have to avoid putting all that we work for on the line without thinking about it. We have to make smart decisions. And just have to remember that our success doesn't have to look like anyone else's. It's a personal journey. It's a personal vision. And so if our success comes at a slower pace or even at a faster pace, it doesn't matter about the time. It matters about where we end up in the end and how we get there. So if you have been questioning whether or not you are trying to rush things along, if you've been frustrated by things just not seeming to come together right now in this moment, I just want you to relax. I want you to trust the process. I want you to work your plan, right? Going back to that, know what to do, but we have to do it. I want you to work your plan, but you have to stop sabotaging yourself. Stop it. Stop skipping steps. Stop making poor decisions. Stop avoiding making sure that your success is aligned with your vision. That's what we have to do. And I truly believe that if we're able to do that, if we're able to encourage one another to be more patient, to really take our time, then I think that we will achieve true success in the end. We don't have to sabotage ourselves. That's all. That's all I feel like I wanted to say. And I feel like that's all that maybe even the universe was driving me to say, is that we don't have to self-sabotage ourselves. We have a lot to offer and we know how to get there. So let's go do it. All right, guys, until next time, take care.